On the show today, we have Toronto's very own Asha Connors. She's here talking about a leadership presentation, a women's leadership presentation that she made at the Louisiana Credit Union League's Women Leadership Group recently. And oh my gosh, fantastic stuff. We obviously talked about the overview of her talk, but also three of the most valuable qualities to learn to be a good leader, especially from the women's perspective. So yeah, really good stuff here from Asha, so check it out. Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, I have Trellis's very own Asha Connors. Asha, how are you?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Better now that you are here because you have some cool news to provide us with. You were just recently at the Louisiana Credit Union League's Women's Leadership Group there presenting. So I would love to know what the topic is that you were presenting there recently, and then how it affects leadership, folks in leadership positions, in particular women.
Okay, of course. So I was at the LCUL Women's Leadership Conference. This is their second year doing this. I believe they kicked this off last year, so it's going to be an annual conference going forward.
Oh, good.
There are a lot of women leaders present from seven different credit unions at this conference. And I went there to talk about how women get, learn their leadership skills and qualities. And, so my topic actually was learning to lead through adversity. Going to tell a story of a young character, Millie, and that was the original topic. Then, of course, I got there and I changed it somewhat, but it all went pretty well.
Oh, good. Yeah. So why did you choose that topic? Is it personal reasons, professional reasons, both, or just?
Yes, it's both. It's both. Okay. So I used my life and my, what I learned through life and how it made me a leader. So I used that as the storyline to tell. One, to share my story, and two, also to draw some of the qualities that I learned at each stage.
Okay.
So I think the reason being, I feel that leadership is like a lifelong journey. It's not something that you read from books. You don't go to school for it. Yes, there are schools and there are trainings available out there that women do use, and I have done it myself. But those are really tools to help you do your job better, right? But you really need your leadership quality already established. Are you someone that understands the value of listening, for example, right? People don't necessarily think about it. As soon as you say leadership, you think about, this charismatic leader who's got hordes of people walking behind them. That's not usually the case.
Agreed.
So, the message was about, lifelong learning to be a good leader.
Awesome. I love that. I love that backstory there. So what are three most valuable qualities to learn to be a good leader? Because you mentioned in your previous response, you don't have to be this charismatic, outgoing human being, kind of like an Elon Musk or a Steve Jobs type human being. You can be a quiet leader. You can be an effective leader. There's all sorts of different leaders out there that are very, very effective. So what are, from your perspective and your talk as well, what are three of the most valuable qualities to learn to be a good leader in today's world?
Sure. So I think the first and foremost is self-awareness, right? Because self-awareness gives you the ability to understand, what's important to you. And that's your platform. You spring from there. Okay. So you need to first center on yourself, right? And then you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in not just your ability, but your ability to learn something new, and also passion for whatever you stand for. It could be maybe you connect with, eradicating poverty or helping homeless children, whatever the case may be, right? Something that you're passionate about, and you start using that towards, learning and honing the leadership skills and qualities that you already have. So self-awareness plays a really big part.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know what you are, what you're made of, and, what decisions that you will make, if you believe in yourself, you'll make those decisions easier than if you didn't, because, you're looking for validation, you're looking for approval. So, it is still a journey. You do all of that through life, but at some point, I think it comes back to awareness and what you're willing to do to take that next step.
And don't you think, just before you get to the other ones, but don't you think that the people that you are leading will see through that if you don't have a true passion for it? And if you
absolutely, and that is why.
Yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. Authenticity comes from being self-aware and what you connect to, right? So I think that's the most important one.
Yep.
The second one I want to say is really accountability, right? There are a lot of leaders that, again, you know, you have a vision, you know, leadership always comes with a vision, right? But on the other hand, as you start working towards that vision and things don't always go right. So owning up to your mistakes, owning up to things that did not go well and saying it loudly in front of everybody, again, that also actually establishes you as an authentic leader. You're not afraid of making those mistakes, learning from them, owning that mistake and saying, okay, I've made this mistake, I've acknowledged it, and I'm going to do this differently. So let's make those changes as we go, right? So accountability, I think, is the next big one. In order to be a good leader, you absolutely, and you're teaching, you know, the people that are looking up to you.
Exactly.
That's, you know, and that's the lesson there.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, so true. What's the third one?
The third one, again, I think I mentioned it earlier, right? Don't expect that, you know, at some point you're a great leader and that's it. That's not true. It is a lifelong journey. You may have learned a lot and you're probably a great leader. You're very effective. You know, you're able to inspire others. But as you go through life, every single situation, every single experience gives you the opportunity to learn more from your environment, you know, learn from your experience, but also from your environment, from people that you look up to. So it is a lifelong journey. So as long as you're prepared and you understand that there's no summit that you're going to, you know, get on top of and say, you know, this is it. I've made it, right?
Right.
I'm number one. It's not like that. It's really about, you know, interacting, connecting with the people that, you know, that are looking up to you, the people that you need. A leader needs the people as much as the people need the leader.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
You know, and so I think just signing up for that lifelong learning is, you know, a big part of being a leader.
Asha, you need to write a book. This is wonderful. That's your next
thank
step.
You, thank you.
All three of these are so spot on because I love the last one too, because any leader is not a know-it-all. You know, because and if you are a know-it-all, then you're going to be called out on it. And that, again, that goes back to the authenticity of it as well. I think to continue to learn makes you a great leader and kind of keeps you humble as well. Right. So because you don't know it all and you want to like.
Humility is the cornerstone of absolutely, you know, being a leader.
Right.
You know, if you're not humble, if you're not going to own those mistakes, if you're not willing to learn and if you don't know what, you know, you know, as a person want that, again, awareness, all of those tie in together.
Yeah. And all those people are watching you as well, you know, and if they see you learning, then, hey, you know what, I'm going to learn too. Or if they see you being humble, I mean, it's such a, you know, a role that you can help so many other people in so many ways. So, yeah. So I love this. All right, Asha, I'm sitting on pins and needles. I'm waiting for the book. All right. I'm challenging you now.
Thank
this
you,
is great stuff.
Yes.
Great stuff. I couldn't agree more. So yeah. And so I want to transfer this to women as well in the leadership. How do each of these three transfer to women in the leadership role as well? I'd love to hear your take on that.
Sure. So I think traditionally women have not necessarily played, you know, the women are leaders. A lot of them are actually by nature leaders because they do handle a lot, right? They juggle a lot of things, even in personal life, to keep things moving, to, you know, effectively run those families that they're, you know, that they very quietly assume leadership for. But at the same time, in like a corporate setting, you know, in the work environment, a lot of times women actually tend to stay behind. Right? They're waiting for permission. They're waiting for approval. They're waiting for validation. So I think that, again, focusing on what's important to you, what you connect with, and establishing that support structure, finding your tribe, right?
Yeah.
And being able to make those decisions. One of the things I said when I opened my speech the other day was, in my mind, again, in relation to the story I shared that day, leadership is the ability to step up to challenge, right? And take action, which can have impactful meaning, right? In any setting.
Heck yeah.
there are so many definitions out there, but that's my version of it, because inaction will not get you anywhere. You need to be able to take some action, and mm-hmm. every action will have some consequences. But as a leader, you're thinking through all of these, and the actions that you take are going to have meaningful impact. And like you said earlier, there are a lot of people probably watching you if you're already an established leader. And that kind of sometimes is daunting, you know, that can scare you a bit. But if you're a true leader, you don't think about who's following you, who you need to impress. It just is part of who you are. You make the right decisions for the right reasons. And, you know, hopefully it'll land. If it doesn't land and you realize that it's a mistake, hey, you know, bring that humility forward. Mm-hmm. Own your mistake. Make the necessary change in that moment. Don't wait for a long time. I've seen that happen too in the past. There were leaders that, you know, were afraid to call it out because that would bring focus on them, right? But at the end, it did come out, and then it was like, you know, trying to kind of cover it up or whatever. So that never works. So, you know, if you think that a change is needed, go for it. You know, that's fine. People will understand, and, you know, people will relate more to a person that's human, you know, that makes you human.
We all make mistakes for sure.
You know, a star.
And it goes back to the accountability thing you were talking about, right? So
absolutely.
Be accountable. Yeah, step up for sure. So, oh my gosh, Asha, this is fantastic. I'm so glad I talked to you today. I feel very inspired.
Thank you.
I feel very inspired. Thank you for that. Anything else here to add, Rep? I know we could probably talk for another hour on this, but I know you have you have work to do, and I got work to do. But yeah, I would love to chat about this again sometime. But yeah, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, again, you know, be authentic, you know, be self-aware, and go do it. You know, don't wait for someone else to tell you, right? Go find that opportunity.
Yep.
Find the book to read. Find a new project that you want to be part of. Raise your hand. If you don't go and, you know, sign up for things, it may never come to you. Don't wait for the opportunity to come to you. Go find it.
And maybe on another interview, we could talk about mentorship as well, because I think that's a huge one as well.
Absolutely.
You're a male or a female. Oh my gosh. Massive. Yes. I'm a big believer in that for sure. All right, Asha, thank you so much for your time today. And again, I'm going to be checking Amazon every day for your book coming out. So
thank you, Mike. Yes, absolutely. Now that you've said it, sure.
Get to work. And I'll be the first customer. So good stuff. All righty. Well, thanks again. Appreciate the time and look forward to the next conversation.
Thank you.